This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 2, written by Tom Grossma, a promise to live by. From Genesis 3, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Genesis 2 tells us about Adam and Eve, whom God created. It's a story of happiness and perfect fellowship between God and humankind. In contrast, Genesis 3 is one of the most discouraging chapters in the Bible because it describes the fall into sin. Even so, right in the middle of this chapter is the Bible's first promise of a Savior. The promise goes this way. One of Eve's descendants would someday crush the head of the sneaky serpent. The serpent deceived our first parents to sin, bringing brokenness into our lives. Genesis 3 explains what's wrong in our world. It explains broken relationships, illness, death, suffering, cosmic disasters, and our need to have our relationship with God made right again by a Savior. Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise to save. He came from Eve's line, a real human who could take our place in paying for sin. His heel was struck, so to speak, as he suffered on the cross. But in doing so, he crushed the serpent's head. Jesus is the one who makes right what is wrong in our world. The Bible's first promise of salvation is a promise to live by. The whole message of the Bible points to our Savior, Jesus. In what ways has sin brought brokenness into your life? The promise of Christ brings saving grace and restoration. Will you pray with me? Jesus, you crushed our enemy, that ancient serpent, the devil. Thank you for the victory we have through you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.